countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, the Irish National Stud is located in the heart of racing country in County Kildare, and over the years, visitors have always enjoyed meeting young foals and wondering what the future holds for them, or meeting retired racing legends like the now 24-year-old Beef or Salmon. Now, you can still do all of this, and this week, the visitors were welcomed to the new Irish racecourse experience at the Irish National Stud. This €3.2 million project aims to educate visitors about the process of breeding, training and racing, and Suzanne Campbell went along to find out more.
Since the Irish began telling stories, horses and horse racing have been at the heart of our culture.
So this is about breeding greatness. So this is everything from the beginning. So thinking about the breeding your pair, so your stallion and your mare, what is going to give you the best chance of producing the best racehorse? So choosing your perfect stallion to match your mare.
I'm in the Irish Racehorse Experience at the National Stud in Kildare, learning about how to breed the ideal racehorse from Ellen Mitchell, who works at the stud.
We have in here the seasons above you, so the seasons changing from autumn, winter. We have in here as well the breeding manager and the foaling manager explaining their roles and what they do on a day-to-day basis, as well as showing the video then of actually foaling that has taken place here on the grounds.
My name is Joe. I'm the foaling manager here at the Irish National Stud. So I look after all the mares that come here to be foaled. When the mare is 24 to 48 hours from foaling, she'll develop some wax on the teat or other. That's a sure sign she's getting closer to foaling.
So this year actually alone, we've welcomed 303 foals. We have one more mare to foal. So as well as coming here and experiencing this, you then get to go out on the grounds and meet our newborn foals that are around as well.
So then we're into this section. This is from naught to what stage?
18 months. Yes. Yeah. So it's the up to yearling stage, what we call the yearling. So this is telling you everything about the care of the horse. So we have our farrier here explaining what a farrier does, how he takes care of the horse's hooves, their feet. We have about feeding the horse. So we have samples here of some hay, some yearling cubes and some stud mix. So you should really smell the stud mix. It's the most beautiful sweet smell.
It's like a very good granola.
A very good granola.
I could eat that, no problem.
And the drop of milk and you'd be set for the day.
Yeah, absolutely. The experience is part museum but also playful, allowing you to buy, train and run your own racehorse. Wow, this looks exactly like Goff's.
It does. That was the aim, to make
really
it feel
does.
Like you were here. So we can hear the auctioneer in the background. We can hear the bidders. We can
Fantastic.
See everybody there. And then you'll see on your device as well that now you're prompted to buy your first yearling.
Okay.
The next one's going to change now, and it will be a chestnut filly by Decorated Knight, another stallion here
on
the farm.
Lovely. Look at her. She's very flashy. She's got the four white socks and the flaxen mane. My children would love her. She looks like something you put in the shelf.
She does.
Also, the bloodstock agent's observations that she's a good head, well-balanced body, girth, walking manner. So you've all these things to help you make the selection. Now, Anna is here as well. Now, she's doing the tour today. She works at Willie Mullins. Who are you going to go for?
I think I'm going to go for the grey.
Oh,
lot number two, I like the look of.
I like the look of that as well. So we're going to have two fillies. I'll go for the chestnut filly. So this is bringing us through the process of ownership without the money, without the nightmare cost.
No, well, you have credits. So you have 1,500 credits right now. So you get to spend some of your credits purchasing this yearling.
Okay.
And we always have to keep a little bit then for training as well when we get to the training point.
Of course.
So we had an existing museum building that people will know who've been down here over the last 20 or 30 years. So we wanted to upgrade it. And in so doing, I suppose the collaboration effort over the last 3 or 4 years, we ended up coming up with an experiential thing as opposed to a museum that you come and look at.
Cathal Beale, CEO of the National Stud.
So that was the genesis for the Irish Racehorse Experience, that people can essentially come in, purchase a horse, decide how it's going to be trained, name it, put their own colours on it and ride their horse in a race against their friends, against their family, and see who was successful in deciding how it should be trained. And we tell the story of the thoroughbred within that then, from foaling all the way through to the race, and finally, the aftercare and the welfare piece contained within it as well.
So we're now in creating the athlete. So this is explaining everything that makes the thoroughbred so good at what it does, why they're so good at running at speed. So we look at the horse's anatomy, the physiology, the horse's heart,
So we've three hearts here. We have a human on the left, then a cow, and then is it a thoroughbred, I presume? It's so gigantic.
It is. It's much bigger than the human heart. But that's what makes them so good at what they do, because they need that ability to pump all that blood around the body as quickly as they can. So it's worth picking it up, feeling it, because it doesn't feel that nice. But as you pick it up, it will start beating at the stage of when they're walking and get faster and faster then.
Would you hold that for me?
I will, of course.
Oh my God, the weight of it. Wow. So that's as its worth increases,
yes,
so the heart rate is
faster,
going
faster.
up.
Compared to the cow now, the cow is very slow compared to the horse.
Wow, I can't believe the weight of it. It must be 6 or 7 kilos.
1% of the horse's body weight is the heart.
Having learned about training, how a race day works, and choosing my horse's colours and trainer, I'm ready to ride my first flat race at Naas on a row of stationary horses that also move.
So we're now at the starting stalls and you now get to ride your horse in the big race.
Okay.
So every decision you've made up to this point will tell you whether you're going to win or lose.
So you're going to kneel and try and keep all of your weight to the front. I find this is
the perfect spot.
Horses will do everything for you.
Okay, so they move away.
They move, yeah. Well, you just have to...
They can go backwards now.
They can go backwards?
Well, hopefully not.
Well, hopefully you don't want to be going backwards.
I hope there's no rearing and jumping over the rails and...
They're very well behaved.
Okay, the race is about to start.
Okay.
Anna, you're on total dark.
Yeah.
Left. The stall. We're going into the stalls.
For the Irish National Stud Maiden at Naas race course. The horses enter the stalls. They're on the starter's orders. The starter calls for them. And they're up.
Up to the finish line. My race run. I did come third, by the way. It was time to talk how the public view the sport with horse racing in Ireland. They commissioned a survey in February of this year on Irish attitudes to racing. This was before Gordon Elliott was suspended from training, but also before Rachel Blackmore cleaned up with huge wins at Cheltenham and Aintree. Aileen Goatley from Horse Racing Ireland.
This year was really interesting. I mean, obviously, we're coming on the back of a COVID year. Racing has been behind closed doors for the bulk of that year. But we knew we put a level of investment, obviously, into attracting new people to the sport. So we were delighted to see that interest in the sport was up to 39% nationally, up from 23% this time last year. I mean, that was really exciting for us with those results, you know. And this was before the Rachel factor, you know, before Rachel, I suppose, captured the hearts of the nation and really brought racing to a whole new level. So we were delighted with those results. The interesting thing, I think, that came out of it as well, that 40% of the population would have interest in joining a syndicate or a club. So that sort of gives us kind of a bit of confidence, I suppose, about the future health of the sport, if people are really interested in participating at that level. So we were really particularly heartened by that.
Yeah, that's Suzanne Campbell there with some good news in a week when Irish racing suffered again further reputational damage with the training ban on County Galway trainer Stephen Mahan. But down there in the National Stud, there's lots going on. And thanks to Suzanne for that report.